Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. And a victory Monday, the most complete and best game of the Eagles season. Was it a coincidence that the star wide receiver wasn't on the field for it? We're talking about that. And, of course, are the Eagles fully back? It feels like it to me. I mean, the defense yesterday, that pass rush got revved up. I thought it was the best game Jalen Hurts played in the NFL. Ojomo. You know, Ojomo's up to 4 sacks now. It kind of came out of nowhere. I was like, whoa.
It only take a couple games. Sacks come in bunches. Yeah. My coaches tell me that all the time. Sacks come in bunches.
Jalen Carter got his first yesterday. Yeah. Bond's always involved in it.
Jordan Davis has a career high already, which is 3.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, they haven't got it from the edges, but in total, they've gotten it together because that interior has done it. You know, the more I watch yesterday, and we know BG didn't even play, the more I'm steadfast, the corner should be the number one thing. I mean, I'm not going to turn down a Max Crosby or Trey Hendrickson, but I think they have enough pass rush collectively. They need another corner a week from tomorrow with the NFL trade deadline. All right, Hugh, before we get back to phone lines, there was a lot of talk this past week about the revenge factor, right? The Giants beat up on the Eagles 2 weeks ago, a chance at revenge. And, you know, there was some discussion on whether or not Sirianni would kind of play up how much the Giants celebrated in New York 2 weeks ago. Well, it sounded like Sirianni took a little bit of a different approach to the revenge factor for his football team heading into the game. Let's start with Saquon Barkley talking about revenge and how Sirianni framed it to them.
It's always great to win. It's always great to be a division rival. You know, for sure, we definitely saw how they celebrated and, you know, when they beat us last time, but I think one of my favorite things Coach Sirianni says is, you know, the revenge mindset that lasts for 5 minutes and then it goes back to your habits. And we know we focus on our habits and detailed and, you know, TDT, play to our standard, you know, we'll be happy with the outcome. So got the win, going to a bye. You know, good to get away from each other for a little bit also and get things rolling after.
So Saquon talking about the message there, which is revenge, that mindset only lasts for a few minutes. You got to focus on the details. Obviously, the message resonated. Listen to Josh Uche in a separate interview saying something very similar to Sirianni's message this past week.
Speak about wanting to be more physical against this Giants team. Didn't want to say a rematch, but kind of a rematch. How did you come out so much more physical?
Yeah, I think we understood that revenge is a temporary emotion. Discipline, focus, and intensity lasts a lot longer. So we came into the game just one play at a time, focus on the game plan and focus on the details, and, you know, look up at the end, we'll be exactly where you want to be.
And it was really clear that was Nick Sirianni's message to the team. He kept saying revenge is temporary. I think you hear those buzzwords all the time with coaches. Why do Sirianni stick so much with the team?
I think the passion he brings in team meetings, just making sure he emphasizes those things. And I think the connection he has with the guys, the way he speaks to us, it's almost like a player coach almost, you know, and I think it resonates with the guys, and when we're out there on the field, we understand it, the message and the importance of each and every play, and I think it just starts from training camp, OTAs, all the way till now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, what'd you make of Sirianni saying, yeah, revenge is great, that last 5 minutes. Let's focus on the details and get the victory at the end. Be honest.
Okay.
What's your take
I'm
on
be
it?
Honest.
Yeah.
With all due respect to our Super Bowl winning coach.
That's right.
That's a lie. I don't believe that. What have we known and said about Coach Sirianni the whole time he's been here? That he don't know how to act on the sideline.
He's petty.
So now you're sitting here and trying to tell me that that man who was just on the sideline this weekend jumping up and down after he saw a Saquon Barkley run play is telling fools that we're going to sit here and not go with the revenge factor. Do you really believe that?
I think you have to realize there's two Sirianni's. There is Nick Sirianni, and that's the guy that is on the sidelines screaming at the crowd, going up and chanting for Frank Reich, fighting Peter and Maple Shade. That's Nick. Coach Sirianni, Hugh, that's buttoned up. He's got team messages. That's a different guy.
I do respect the fact that the team echoed the sentiment of the coach.
That to me tells me it's the message is getting through.
Yeah, but I don't believe that.
Well, it works.
I mean, it's definitely getting through.
Of course it is.
I think that there are two different messages. Like, hey, you know, F the Giants, we kicked their butt, they did it, but when they ask you about it, this is what we're going to say.
Oh,
I believe
stop.
That.
There's no acting. No. They're acting.
Yes. Yes.
Not way.
I believe, you know what, man, when you care that much about somebody like these guys care about Nick Sirianni, you do that.
They couldn't rush for 100 yards for six straight weeks, but they can act. I mean, come on.
No, like, what I'm talking about is the fact that they weren't thinking about this game as revenge.
So, but I think his message was that is a great way to start the week, but the details will lead us to the revenge.
What was after that? Was that the week they played There's No Easy Way Out? There's No Shortcut Home?
That was after the loss.
The loss to the Giants,
yes.
Correct?
Yep.
Sure.
So where did that come from?
They listen to our show, obviously.
Where did
that came from.
What's the one song? Many Men Wish Death on
Yep.
Me?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. No, well, I agree. It doesn't really, like, Sirianni doesn't seem too much
Come
like a practice
on,
what you preach kind of guy.
Come on,
man. I mean, he's counting sacks during the Super Bowl for the Chiefs because of 2 years ago when they put it on a T-shirt that we didn't have any.
He holds grudges.
The Frank Reich thing.
No.
Yelling at Chiefs fans. You brought those up. And then the even yelling at Eagles fans after the Browns game.
Yeah. I get it.
He's petty.
I get it. You're supposed to be a certain way. Like what they say, you have two masks. You have a different mask that everybody gets to see, like your true self, and then the one that you want to present to the people.
I think Sirianni really – I was kidding when I said there's Nick and then there's Coach Sirianni. There really is. Like,
no, but that – and that's okay.
Yeah.
That is okay. But you're not about to sit here and tell me that ass whooping that you took to the Giants – set okay with you let it go 5 minutes away. No.
So here's why I think as long as the team is buying into each version of him
and that's fine.
And listening to each version, that's cool.
That's
fine. Do they have a bracket of Sirianni's?
There are, yeah.
No, but I'm saying that's fine. You don't have to sit here and lie to me. You can lie to y'all.
But it is interesting. Both guys brought that up unprompted, different
yes,
interviews.
But because,
it hit.
Because football, and I've said this before, is the biggest brainwash job that you have. Think about this now when we go back into training camp next year. How many times we do interviews with people and they say almost the same thing.
And the Eagles under Sirianni typically do it. That's, he's good
that
at
that
it.
It does say a lot that they parrot, like this isn't the first instance of them parroting messages that Sirianni.
Remember yes. Jason Kelce a few years ago said, I think when he was on with the morning show, that Sirianni is the best team meeting coach he's ever. And look, he had Andy Reid, he had Doug Peterson, forget Chip, but like he had two very successful NFL coaches. I mean, Andy Reid's one of the great coaches in the history of the sport. you know, that says something. So whatever he says in those meetings, I mean, what is it now? Is it 4 years ago now, the flower speech around this time of the year?
Yeah.
I mean, like, we could roll our eyes if it works for them. That is literally and all that matters.
That's the thing, man. That's the thing you have to understand. When it's in that locker room, whatever, we fall in lockstep with whatever coach is preaching. And that's why when you sit there and say, oh, no, we didn't preach. Yes, you did. I have never been around a coach that said, hey, we got our ass kicked. Turn the other cheek. Don't worry about it. It's okay. No, you go get that get back. So when I hear them say that, I hear you. I understand that that's the message that coach wants to get out to the masses. But don't nobody believe that.
I think this one made sense to me. Like, the revenge is like, that only lasts for the first few minutes. Then you have to play well, right? You have to do the details.
No, you go out
otherwise,
there and
otherwise, your revenge won't work.
But don't, yeah. See, you go out there and execute, and they did that.
Yeah, they're right.
They were focused, and they did their thing. And they didn't move off their square. But revenge was definitely on your mind. It was definitely on your mind.
Yeah, it was just how they're going to get there.
You want to be it. Like, you don't want to be that individual that when you have revenge strictly on your mind, you just lose completely control.
Exactly.
You know, it was controlled violence, yeah. Controlled anger.
It worked. Yeah. I mean, they dominated the football game yesterday. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Whether or not Sirianni said anything to these guys, I don't think they need to hear it from the coach that this is a revenge game. I mean, they got their asses whooped a couple weeks ago. There's a lot of pride involved in that.
I agree. And Jeff, they saw what we all saw with all those guys jumping up and down the sidelines.
Exactly.
Like, they saw it, yeah.
Exactly. So, also to your main question about coincidence or not, I think it was a total coincidence because there's one thing that happened yesterday that has not happened in the previous seven games or whatever. Both sides of the line, offensive line, defensive line, played way better than they have all year long. And I think that is what set the tone for this butt whooping we put on them yesterday. Not that AJ was not on the field. And I don't think there's any scenario where this team is better off if AJ's not here.
So I would agree with you, Jeff, for this year's roster, right? Like, if you told me someone offered a first round pick for AJ right now, I think that makes them a better organization. Like, they'll get a first round pick for a player who probably doesn't want to be here anyway, yeah, as time goes on. But that wouldn't increase their odds for this season, right? Because it would subtract the player. And they wouldn't be able to get a player until, you know, the first round next year. So I think it's Jeff, I think he's going to be here by next Tuesday. I don't think they're going to trade him.
I do too.
Yeah,
I hope he is.
But it does feel to me like the messaging this weekend was, I was waiting to hear them saying, we're not trading AJ Brown. And that's not the way they framed it. They framed it as, we don't want to, but hey, call with your best offer and we'll listen.
I tend to not listen to that too much because you don't know what their real intentions are. No one really knows. And what are they going to – I mean, are they going to say, no, we're not trading him? Or I don't think they would want to say anything either way. So I look at it as a neutral thing where they're safe by saying what they said and people can figure it out for themselves. I just think that if AJ didn't put these tweets out and whatever, we still don't know what really goes on in that locker room. I mean, we're just really speculating on what he's trying to say.
Of course.
And I just don't like to go down that road with a player that's as good as he is and decide whether we're going to trade him based on what we're hearing from him and not him alone.
Yeah.
And it's cryptic all the time, too. That's what drives me nuts.
Always. It always is. But that's where this has come from. And, Jeff, good phone call. I mean, like, I don't think the Eagles want to move on from A.J. Brown. I don't think that at all. I mean, again, Hugh, they just re-signed him before last season. They committed to him. They want him here. He's obviously a really good football player, even if he's not quite as great as he was 2 years ago or a year ago. But this is about him, right? Like, if he doesn't want to be here, I don't think they're going to force it. Like, that's it.
No, and we are all recklessly speculating about, you know, the dynamic. Because the one thing that he's been passive-aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fact. You can't argue that. But it hasn't been that disruptive. It's been disruptive to us because, you know, we talk about it all the time and the fans talk about, you know, we trying to run folks out of town and all the other stuff. And I'm like, no, dog, we talk about what's to be talked about. The thing that I find ironic is this, is that if you don't want to be talked about, don't do nothing to be talked about.
I mean, he's the reason we're talking about.
Yeah.
Again, so the people, you know, this always happens where some a reporter will do their job, right? And then someone will get mad at the reporter doing their job. Diana Rossini talked to Jeff Lurie last week.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked the question, if A.J. Brown asked for a trade, what would be your response? Guys, if there was nothing going on here, wouldn't Jeff Lurie say, why would A.J. Brown ask for a trade? Like, she didn't ask that question about Saquon Barkley. She didn't ask that question about Jalen Hurts. The question wasn't asked about Jalen Carter. The question was, like, Jeff Lurie could have responded, I'd be shocked if A.J. Brown asked for a trade. I'd be surprised.
Or better yet, why are you asking me that question? Right. A.J.'s not going anywhere.
Where would that come from? But like, there's obviously something going on that Jeff Lurie heard the question and answered it with, we'll do what's best for the Philadelphia Eagles.
And let's not forget that the quarterback himself said he was asked a question about, do you see some of the cryptic tweets that A.J. puts out? And he's like, yeah, I'm aware of them.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
So they know something's going on. So y'all need to just, you know, some of y'all need to just stop denying the fact that there's something happening and you just, you know, quit poo-pooing on other people's takes about these.
Oh, I mean, look, something is clearly going on here. It's a matter of can they get through this season with him or are they going to move on? I mean, that is what the next 8 days are going to be around the NFL. Paul is up on WIP. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Paul. What's up?
Yeah, I just want to call in sort of defense of AJ.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a new player from a new generation, and he's spoken about his struggles with his mental depression. And I think what happens is he comes off a game where he's not playing, doesn't get as many catches, and his own self-worth is down. And then he expresses it in this media stuff that exists that's just there when he goes home, whereas in normal generations, they didn't have that outlet and would be gone, you know? And I think we got to cut him some slack. And when you hear Elliot, when he's on in the morning show, he says he's great in the locker room, right? There's no problems in the locker room. It's only happening out here. And he brings upon himself. I'm not digging on you guys for speculating on this, because that's what we do here, right? But he's a new player in a new time, and this is what we're going to see.
So, Paul, I agree with your overarching point. Like, this is a different kind of world we live in, right, with younger kids or people. They act differently when they're upset, and it's more passive aggressive. Paul, you're right, and Elliot has said that many times, and he's around the team way more than the rest of us. He says his teammates generally seem to like him, right? He's gregarious with them. Like, there's not, like, animosity. It's not, like, an angry locker room. But, Paul, I'll say this on the other side of it. Not that he's a bad dude, and I understand what you're saying, but if he's bringing the energy of the group or making it harder on the offense just to function because they're worried about how he's going to feel— it is a challenge. Like, Paul, I don't think they want to get rid of him, but if he's not going to be happy here, they're not going to keep him against his will. At some point, this is going to end either way.
I don't think that's happening, right? And you take that from what is Jalen's main focus every day, right? To win. That's all he cares about. If all he cares about winning, he's not going to feed AJ just to make AJ happy when he has another choice that's going to help him win more.
Well, I agree with that. I think that's been part of the issue. I think you're right. I don't think Jalen wants to force him the ball. I think that AJ gets upset when he only has two catches.
I think he does, too. Like, he does. But I think the way he gets up and the way it gets manifested is something we just have to cut him some more slack for than we would normally somebody else.
So Paul, if he wasn't playing football and he was just a regular, everyday person, don't you think that he would probably have to get help for that? Because let's be honest, if he worked in the regular workforce and he was acting like this at his job, the passive aggressive at his job, how long do you think his job would tolerate that?
I think that's something that everybody's facing right now. I do.
You're right. And that's why, you know, I always try to give AJ grace. But at some point, if it's becoming disruptive, either you got to do one or two things. Got to let him go or get him help. That's the bottom line. I mean, this is the bottom line business. I hear what you're saying.
I hope he is getting help. I do. I hope he's seeing somebody, he's talking to somebody. I do. I agree with you.
No. And I get what you're saying, man, because there's been times where I've been real measured in some of my criticisms of AJ. But at the end of the day, if we have a well-oiled machine that's going on here, and if you're struggling, let's just say he's struggling with whatever it is he's struggling with, you have to identify that and go get help. It's not – we live in an era nowadays, especially since you say these kids are different. We live in an era nowadays where it's okay to ask for help. You know what I mean? Especially if you know it's something that is potentially disruptive and can cause you harm or cause you to lose your job. It's okay to ask for help.
I agree, and I do hope he's talking to somebody, and he may be. We don't know that.
Yeah, you know? We don't know. And to be fair, we don't know. We just hear recklessly speculate like we do.
Paul, good phone call. I also think it's fair to say, and again, we know AJ Brown. There's been stuff out there over the past years. He's gone through some stuff, right? Like, and if he needs help, he should get help. There's nothing wrong with how you feel, Hugh, but there is a way you have to act. Regardless of what you're going through, there's a way you have to act when you're part of a team or you're in a workplace. Like, you could feel whatever you want, but you got to act a certain way.
Well, and it's just like working here. If I was dealing with some certain things and it was disruptive to the collective, then the organization, the company is going to have to make a decision on me. Either they're going to give me the help that I need or they're going to get me the hell up out of here. I mean, and that's just how it works. I know it sounds cruel and it doesn't sound fair, but that's just how life works.
Yeah, I said this for the fifth time today. I don't think the Eagles want to move off A.J. Brown. I don't think that is what they intend to do here. But if he does, this really comes back to, does A.J. Brown want to be here? And if he's here, is he going to be on board with team first? If the answer to that is yes, he wants to be here, team first, then they're not moving him. But if he doesn't want to be here or it's about him over the team, do not be surprised when he's not here very shortly. I don't know if it's by next Tuesday, but it certainly would be by this offseason. And one last thing on this. Well, not last thing, because we have a whole week. But one other thing on this. Has anyone seen Devontae Smith's production? It's 430 yards the last 4 weeks. Hugh, is it worth it to have your number two receiver? Because that's what AJ's been this year. Look at the numbers. He's the number two receiver who makes over $30 million a year and seemingly is perpetually not happy. He hasn't been their number one this year. We could say he is, but who gets the ball more?
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. And I think a lot of times, you know, because a lot of times, first, let me say this, because I know no matter how many times you say it, nobody's going to hear it. Nobody's trying to run AJ out of town. I mean, but you have to think about these things logically. And right now, if you're sitting back, and you're looking at this team. Was that my phone?
Yeah,
I think so.
That was
yeah.
not my phone.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to ask? You know, yeah,
no, it wasn't because I'm not even touching my
phone. It was most.
But can I make
phone.
My point, please? I'm trying to make my
your
point.
Phone you interrupted
your phone.
You interrupted yourself. We were all listening.
But the point
upset
I'm making.
Awesome.
The point I'm making. I'm mad at y'all because y'all blame me for something I didn't do. But anyway, the point that I'm making is this: if we're in a situation where we have somebody that's disgruntled. And he's here, and we have a chance to upgrade our team, then why not? And we also are in a situation now. I'm not saying either one of those receivers, Dotson or the other one that could potentially
Mechie,
they're not AJ Brown.
Well, of course not. Yeah.
But if we can get a pass rusher, if we can get a decent pass, because you're not going to find one off the street. If we can get a decent pass rusher, would you think about doing that?
Yes. I mean, yeah, if you could get a big-time caliber pass rusher or a corner.
And
yeah.
You know, it's funny because I can hear Ike saying it in my ear right now. Dog, we ain't going nowhere without AJ. I hear him, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know because if we bolster that defense, like we still got Sashawn Barkley. We still got Barkley.
And did you know what I saw in the offense yesterday? I know it was without him. Hugh, they had more six offensive line sets with only two receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do more of that, the need for three receivers on the field, obviously, they're not going to. That's a two receiver set. Like, you could get by more with less at receiver if that's the way you're going to run your offense.
I'm not like, okay, you got to ask yourself as Eagles. I'm not trying to run AJ out of town. I'm going to say that again. But
many disagree.
The headline on the Odyssey app is Hugh Douglas. I'm running AJ out of town.
You know what? Because the people that think I'm trying to run him out of town, they're stupid and they don't have vision. That's what that is. Because
if they don't have vision. That's harsh, man.
If you're in a situation where we just called Brandon Graham off the couch to come in and bolster our pass rush. If somebody called you today, who is the young pass rusher from? I know it's not going to happen from Denver.
Nick Benito?
Benito. Oh,
they're 6-2.
Kyle, that's why I said I know it's not going to happen.
But yes, we would drive AJ out there ourselves.
Say if somebody called you with a young up-and-comer of that caliber, you wouldn't think about that? You wouldn't consider that? Especially with where the team looks like it could potentially be now, and we need to bolster our pass rush.
Yeah, it's a deal.
Yeah,
for me.
Well, know you, Joe. You going?
While we're being messy, is the real non coincidence here 2 weeks no Cam Jurgens?
Ooh.
Best offense. that we've seen all season.
I mean, we're recklessly speculating.
Are you starting the Brett Toth?
Brett, that
we have a center controversy.
He did get a nice little block to spring Saquon on that one run, though.
I think to what you just said, it's pretty clear he hasn't been right physically this year, Cam Jurgens. And I don't think Toth is better, but he might be healthier, so he's playing better.
Not a coincidence.
A little center controversy. What do the people want? Center controversy or trade talk? 215-592.
WIP, add it again.
94-94. Listen, my eyes didn't lie. That was the best offensive game I've seen the entire season. Your eyes told you the same thing. Now, you might pretend it's not true, but that is what your eyes saw. You could lie to yourself. We all do it sometimes. I'm not going to do it today. 215-592-9494. All right, lots to unpack here. Are the Eagles fully back? I believe they are as we head towards the bye week. Trade deadline a week from tomorrow. And the A.J. Brown situation, was that a coincidence? I don't think it was. I think it was a concerted effort to run the offense. A lot more stuff under center, a lot of quick hitting. I haven't seen the numbers yet. I can't wait to see Jalen's time to throw yesterday. I'm going to imagine it was the quickest he got the ball out of his hands the entire game or entire season yesterday without A.J. Brown on the field. Your reaction to all that. Plus, we'll get to the other star in town that is unhappy. Bryce Harper, latest chapter in the Nebraska Boris Harper controversy. Bryce Harper fired back, not even just anonymously. He fired back with his own quotes to The Athletic this week, and we'll unpack the Bryce Harper situation as it stands. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. Would FanDuel any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.